Judge Cecil Patterson has been a pioneer in Arizona's legal community, breaking a number of barriers for African Americans. Jimmy Jenkins has a closer look at Judge Patterson as part of our new series, KJ's Easy Profiles, an Arizona original.
Cecil Patterson says he can still hear his father's voice speaking at the breakfast table of his youth.
My dad would talk about wishing that he could have had the opportunity to go to law school. And, you know, that fixation sticks in your head.
But like his father, Patterson couldn't afford it. In 1963, after college, he joined the Air Force, which would eventually bring him to Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. After 5 years of service, Patterson used the GI Bill to attend law school at ASU. When he started, there were only 3 black attorneys in the entire state.
Which is part of the reason that I decided to stay, because I figured this is fertile ground, you know, and I could try to do something in that void.
So he went to work for the public in legal services, as a public defender, and as an attorney at the Phoenix Urban League. He worked on civil rights housing issues, helping develop a new program that would later become the Section 8 voucher program. He says the years spent as a public defender were some of his favorites, and he relished the combative nature of trial work.
Generally, the state had the goods on the clients. So you had to be creative. You had to be expansive at times. It called on your flexibility and creativity. And I loved that. It was fun. Lots of fun.
In April of 1980, Patterson became the first African-American judge appointed to the Maricopa County Superior Court, giving him a new perspective on the judicial system.
A lot of times people say, well, watching trial go along is like watching grass grow. Well, you know, there's some grass that I don't mind watching it grow.
He says he enjoyed the challenges of running a court and viewed his role as an observer.
But a lot of times, you couldn't be. You sort of had to, as I used to say, direct traffic. And because of that, you had to be more active in the processes.
Patterson was a Superior Court judge until 1991, when he served as chief counsel on the Human Services Division of the Arizona Attorney General's Office. Then in 1995, another first, as Patterson was appointed to the State Court of Appeals by Governor Fife Symington.
What's striking about Judge Patterson's career is that he was the first at a time when most people would have thought there were no more firsts to be had, and yet there were.
Patterson has served as a mentor to many African Americans in the Phoenix legal community, including ASU College of Law Professor Emeritus Miles Link. He says it's important to remember that Patterson's barrier-breaking appointments took place just a few decades ago.
It just shows you there was a lag time in Arizona, and he was there to fill the gap, and he served admirably in all of these positions and became a role model to other lawyers.
Lawyers like Maurice Portley, who went to Judge Patterson for advice when he was considering applying for the Superior Court. Portley's own tenure as a judge ended up overlapping with Patterson's on both the Superior and the State Appellate Courts. But he says it took a long time for things to change in the legal community. Portley recalls a letter of recommendation he got from a law professor in the 70s.
He thought it was glowing, but it said, you know, Maurice Portley's the best African-American, you know, in my class. Well, what does that mean? You know, as opposed to, you know, he's a fine student.
Portley says Arizona's legal community has come a long way. He believes that as the courts become more diverse, they will gain more legitimacy with the people whose lives they impact.
Where they think that, well, okay, there's someone there, and maybe I'm going to get as fair a shot as I can. And that's all people want.
Judge Patterson says he is concerned that the number of African Americans on the state's constitutional courts are dwindling.
Which I believe is not the way that we should be progressing. And it certainly isn't the path that we started out on.
He says efforts need to be made to bring more people of color into the judicial system to ensure a bench that represents the way the community is composed. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.